because ultimately what we focus on becomes our reality. Being able to take advantage of whatever I could at the time. Everybody has unique advantages, no matter who you are. Whatever stage in life that you're listening to right now, you have some kind of unique advantage. You just need to be able to see it and then seize it.
I was born with cerebral palsy.
I have always felt small.
I was told not to take risks.
I may be blind, but I teach people how to see.
And I'm proud to be an individual.
This podcast is for you, the unconventional leader.
Maybe you are the one that everyone discounted.
Maybe you struggle with fear and self-doubt.
We are here to empower the next generation of self-starters to step up,
use their voice,
and make an impact in this world.
Hey guys, welcome to today's episode. If this is your first time listening, my name is Heather Parody. I am your host. And today we're talking about the spiritual implications of travel and a whole lot more. We connected with Lane Ballone, super cool guy out in Colorado. Lane is the business partner of Stephen Kuhn. You may remember him from couple of episodes we've done on the podcast, the first of many, I'm sure, as well as Lane. Love connecting with both of these guys and their perspective on business and life, and they have been indirect mentors of mine for a little while. But Lane is Special Forces Green Beret veteran turned high performance coach. And by using his unconventional mindset, he helps leaders become more productive, find clarity on purpose, and do more of what they really want in life. Doesn't that sound good? His traveling to over 40 countries on 6 continents, exploring the Arctic and climbing mountains give him a unique perspective to solve problems in the business world. Today, we're talking about how to use travel as a tool for transformation, how to bridge logic and intuition, and why we need to learn to trust ourselves. I loved connecting with Lane. I know you're going to enjoy this episode. If you know anyone who loves to travel, who loves topics on spirituality, if you would do me a favor and share this with that one person, I'd really appreciate it. We're trying to impact as many people as we can this year, and we need your help to do that. All right, my friends, let's get into this powerful interview with my friend Lane Ballone.
Today is a wonderful day. A reminder, blue skies. But, you know, I start the day just with a simple reminder of today's going to be a great day, you know, and then just take 30 seconds, 60 seconds to just envision and just feel what that's going to feel like. And then based on that little kickstart, then it always spirals into something great.
Okay. So many, let's just go ahead and jump in. So many high performers say something similar. You hear this, I take a moment of gratitude in the morning, or visualize, or just have that second, that moment. Why very first thing in the morning is that so important to do that? Why not go get your cup of coffee and read a little bit and then later on come in and set that intention?
Well, it's just like a little snowball starting at the top of the mountain. You know, it starts off with that, this little tiny little snowball, and then you just kick it off and then things just roll from there. So that little 60 seconds of feeling appreciation or telling yourself why today is going to be great and then feeling like truly feeling it. Well, then whenever you have your coffee, it's just going to continue that already formed momentum.
Now, before I dive in and ask you all these super deep questions, give us a little backstory. Who are you? Where do you come from? What led you down this journey to where you're at right now and the subject matter that you're super passionate about?
Well, I grew up in a small town in Oklahoma, and funny enough, my best friend at the time, we decided, okay, what are we going to do when we get out of high school? And so we played rock, paper, scissors for either joining the military or going to college. And
No way.
Yeah. So it was best 2 out of 3. He won. So we went to the military, and I did the military thing for 12 years. Did Special Forces, Green Beret, unconventional warfare. You know, I know you like the unconventional aspect on your podcast. And, you know, that's what differentiates Green Berets from every other unit in the military and around the world. And so I did Special Forces for 8 years, military 12, and did a lot of crazy, amazing, awesome, cool stuff. Climbed mountains, Arctic warfare, desert warfare, a whole bunch of stuff around Europe, and just had an amazing time and experience. But ultimately, I needed to decide on where my life was going. And so that was a decision point that I needed to make and to ultimately get out.
Rock, paper, scissors led you to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think if you would have did scissors or rock or paper, whatever opposite that you chose, do you think you would still be in the same place you're at right now?
Yeah, it's difficult to go back and look at pivotal moments and if I would have went left versus right. Ultimately, I think that I would have been led down a different journey, but a similar endpoint or similar milestone, because I feel like in my bones there's a truth and a path that I need to go on, and I would have found it eventually, whether it was through the military, through university, through trade school, through whatever it was, just out of high school. So I think the path would have been different. You know, if you look at it as different chapters, you know, like chapter 3 through 8 might have been different, but I probably would have been on the same path as I am now in chapter 8, so to speak, as I would on that other path. So eventually I would have led to me to what I'm doing here right now.
So what was that thing that drew you out of the military into something else? What were you feeling then?
Well, so many people had helped me along my path, and I had mentors, guides, teachers, trainers, people that said, hey, this is the best way to do this. Continually, I was always seeking out the best of the best. And as I look back on it now, I was able to decipher and identify truth, so to speak, or people that knew what they were talking about. And it was rooted in truth, what they were saying. And so I had this ability to decipher talent and almost talent or not quite there yet. So I was always able to follow the best of the best, or the best that I could have access to, no matter where I went, no matter what I was learning. So with that fundamental, and that was retro, you know, that's looking back. I didn't know it at the time, but I was just trying to do the best I could from the best people that I could have access to. So many people helped me. There was a transition of, okay, all right, so I'm gaining all this knowledge, all this experience, and now it's my turn for me to guide others to ultimately their truth.
So you were in the military when this was happening. You were seeking all this guidance while you were still in?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so during my initial Special Forces training, it's a 2-year process. It has a whole bunch of crazy wazoo stuff. But during that time, I started reading a lot of books, and one of the books was 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. And so I read that, and that planted a seed that says, you know what? I can design my life exactly how I want. And it took me a little while in order for me to realize that. But that seed that was planted there was continued to echo in my brain and say, hey, you know, just keep on thinking about that. Keep on thinking about that. You can design your own life. Eventually, being able to, you know, I was towards the end of what would be my military career, and I had helped a lot of people, and I was coming to a crossroads in the military oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes. You're either a very good soldier or you're a very good family man. And it's very difficult to be both, because you have to be all in whatever you do. Most people that are very good in the military make sacrifices on the family side. And I decided that I didn't want to do that. And so that was part of the reason. That was half, I guess, the reason why I got out. And the other half was to pursue a mission in life and what I yet hadn't defined when I got out. But I knew that there was something more for me, that I needed to really go after something to make an impact in the way that really resonated with me. So with those two factors, you know, my wife and I, we decided to get out, and then we had some fun when we got out.
What was that new mission? What was your calling?
Well, it was a process or a journey of figuring that out as we all, and especially in a transitional period. So the last place that we were at in the military was Germany. And so we had made about a 12-month plan. And so we went back to the U.S., hung out with some family, and then we went on a 3-month road trip across America. We traveled to 37 states, saw a whole bunch of friends and family, and just had an incredible time. And that feeling while we were on the road was just this mesmerizing, captivating, incredible sense of freedom. And it was the first time I ever felt this kind of freedom. And through this process of feeling freedom and kind of just, you know, transitioning, I was asking myself, okay, so I wanted to get out. I got out, you know, now what? And so over the next 2 years after I got out, you know, we did the road trip, and then we moved to Panama for almost 2 years. During this process, it was a lot of whole whole lot of soul searching. And eventually what came about was my life is centered around truth. And that's where, I spoke earlier that I was able to observe and identify truth pretty easily and intuitively. But for me, it's about seeking my own truth so that way I can help others seek their truth. And so that's from a macro thematic point of view, that's my mission in life. That's my purpose is centered around truth.
Well, let's go micro real quick, because you can't just drop that bomb of like truth. Like, what a kind of heavy word. Why truth? Like you said, your wife does what? What does she do?
She teaches online.
But you said that she, something about truth, that this is where that concept come from. You mentioned her.
So during the process of transition from military to what I'm doing now, you know, we were traveling, we were, living abroad. And eventually, you know, what really led me down this path is, Stephen and I, we do a trip to Peru once a year. And that experience led me to this aha moment, this epiphany, this insight that said, this is what you've been doing your whole life, but you just didn't realize it. And centered around truth.
What is truth?
Good we could talk about that for we could talk about that for ages, right? well, truth, you know, for me, it's different for everybody, and that's why part of my purpose is to help people lead down their truth, because truth is different for everybody, and we can contemplate on, is there absolute truth? And maybe there is, maybe there isn't. But if it's something that we are in search of and seek and find the best truth that we can find, then, you know, that's what we can do for ourselves and be okay with that. You know, and truth for me is it's a feeling of certainty and knowing about something.
Intuition.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, intuition, I think a lot of people don't trust their gut, their intuition, because they don't trust themselves, and there's many reasons why that may be. But for one of the ways that I've found to allow me to trust my intuition is to understand concepts and ideas and beliefs around the thing that I'm trying to be intuitive about. And so so you have the right side and the left side of the brain, you know, the intuitive and then the logic. And so by us training our logical side, by harnessing concepts and ideas, then we can logically explain these intuitive gut feelings. So if you have a gut feeling, you're like, oh yeah, that's, I think I need to do that. But if you have a logical explanation to explain that gut feeling, you're more likely to trust your intuition until you get to a point to where, yeah, I just trust myself. I got that gut feeling. I got that intuition. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. And so it's a matter of training yourself, practicing, and ultimately getting to a place where you trust yourself.
It's that balance, because you're saying don't be afraid to lean into your intuition, but also take responsibility to learn as much as you can about that subject, because one's going to validate the other.
Yeah, it's about balance. And depending on if you lean more into the intuitive or you lean more towards the logical, find that balance point. And, you know, because it's, you know, one of the things that I like to talk about balance is that balance is dynamic. So if you find balance in this one single moment, it's only in balance for one single moment. Because if you continue to move forward, that balance is going to shift. It's going to change. And one of the kind of to illustrate that, I did some training. One of my parts of my training was I was on a mobility team in the military, and we were on ATVs and we had a whole bunch of different other vehicles. But one of the things that we did was we had this exercise in the field, and there was these huge boulders, you know, all different types of sizes, and we had to traverse from one side to the other. And the first thing you did is, okay, all right, you kind of visualize a path forward. And then once you pick that, okay, yeah, I think that's going to be a good path. Then you move forward. And as you continue to move forward, the balance shifts. Mm-hmm. At one moment, you're going to be leaning way forward. The next moment, way right, left. So all these different changes of balance happen at individual moments as you move forward. So if you don't move forward, you can have this perfect balance that everybody says that they're looking for, but you're not moving. So, but as you move forward, that balance is going to shift and it's going to change. So what does that look like in the real world? Well, there may be weeks that you are just hustling hard 18 hours a day. And then there's other weeks where you're not working at all, or you're focusing on family, you're focused on other things that are so important to you. So finding that balance is important, but understanding that balance is dynamic, I think, is even more important.
So do we kind of lean into our intuition at those times of knowing? Because I know there's some times where I'll literally be sitting here work and I'm just like, I'm just not in the headspace for this right now. And I'm just like letting myself go and go do something else, what I should be working, like trying to trusting that sometimes you're just not in the zone and sometimes you are, and leaning into those different moments. Is that kind of how we acknowledge that intuition in our life?
Yeah, it's addressing what the present moment calls for right now. And that present moment could be defined as this very second, this week, this month. You know, so we were in Peru and in May, and then I just got back from a 6-country European kind of like tour thing.
So cool.
Right. But there was a month in between, and that whole month I was just nonstop reading. And so that's what that moment called for. And I knew that was going to fuel some different things that may not come to fruition right now, but it's something that I knew I needed at the time. So really, it's really a understanding of, let me just tap into what this moment calls for. What do I feel intuitively that this moment needs? And then let me provide that for myself and for those around me.
How do you do that? How do you, like right now, you and I are sitting here talking, how do I tap into the present moment?
So Stephen Kuhn, you know, my business partner, we talk about this concept of creating space. And it's stepping into this situation without any expectations other than we're going to enrich this moment between you and I. And so we create this space and say, okay, all right, what does this moment call for? And just assess, how can we provide value? How can we create this moment to where we walk away both invigorated, full of life, or whatever we think that we may need? It's practicing that intuitive gut feeling of like, all right, what is it? Let's just be, and let's feel that moment, and say what needs to be said, and allow the other person to say what they need to say without judgment, without expectation. And it's a really powerful feeling to be able to create that almost everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. Of course, you have to practice and you have to intentionally do it in the beginning. But eventually it just becomes this thing to where that's how you operate.
Why do we resist that? Because you said earlier this idea of trusting yourself. And I think entering in or creating a space with someone that you're with or in the moment or whatever, it really requires you to trust and kind of let go of some control, which is difficult for us visionary type A people. Hint, everyone.
Absolutely.
So yeah. You're talking to a group of very passionate, driven leaders, visionaries, people who want to shift culture and shake things up and give me a to-do list. You know what I mean? Like that type. And the more I'm digging into this, the more I'm realizing like that it requires us to let go of a lot of that. And that's so hard. And we've been taught not to trust ourselves and not trust our instincts and, you know, deny the self. You know, how do we trust?
Start with low stakes. So when you're talking about this huge vision of this thing that I need to do in life, and I want to create this movement, right? Mm-hmm. It's really difficult to surrender or let go in that capacity. So do something that is low stakes. So something that is on the weekend. And normally you would control, like if it's going out to eat, going to the park, you know, doing something for a couple hours with the family or something that normally you would just have this gripping control over and you would want it to be just so. Well, start with that kind of experience where the stakes are low, that you're not, your livelihood isn't on the line, your business isn't on the line, your project, your efforts, all of that stuff isn't on the line. And so whenever you start to let go and release and surrender in these small, low stakes moments and experiences, then you will get to experience like, wow, it's actually a pretty cool feeling just to allow things to happen as they should in their own time. And these small moments will happen over and over and over and over. And then you'll get used to that feeling of like, okay, all right, surrender is not that bad. I can actually do that. And then you build up into so-called bigger and bigger things until that becomes ingrained in part of you. And you just allow things to happen at their own time.
Hmm. Do you ever feel like your intuition is kind of quiet?
I think that it takes practice to listen to your intuition and then not only listen to it, but act upon it. Hmm. And that's been part of my journey in the past couple of years, is to not only trust my intuition, but act upon it. And for a long time, I didn't act upon my intuition or act upon my identification of truth. I just wouldn't say anything. And so I was holding myself back by not revealing or not sharing or not doing what I know that I should have done based on my intuition. So being able to not only trust it, but part of the trust is acting in accordance with that intuition.
Mm. We're already like, it goes by so fast. Like,
oh, I know.
I've never talked to anyone on the show, 2 years doing this, never talked to anyone about traveling and all of that. And I know you're so passionate about it. Where does all that come into play? I love that you used the word freedom earlier, that it gave you this sense of freedom. So outside of just the rah-rah, have fun, margaritas on the beach, whatever it may be, like, what are the kind of deeper implications of travel and how it's really shifted your own mindset?
Yeah, travel was the pivotal experience that allowed me to open up myself and really start to grow as a person. Mm-hmm. So travel, I mean, I could talk about this for days, but ultimately it's about living intentionally and coming from that space of purposeful living intentionally, and bringing that into the experience of travel. And so some people want to go out and just have a fun time and experience new things. And that's perfectly fine. There's no wrong way to travel. Any way that you want to travel is the right way. This purposeful way of traveling is to, what do I want to get out of it? Or what am I seeking? Because whenever we're at home, we have all this familiarity around us. We have this same people, same work, you know, same surroundings, same places, all this stuff, which is, you know, nothing wrong with that. But whenever we travel, we're allowed to kind of shed that familiarity skin, so to speak. And what is revealed when we shed that is our true self, if we allow it. And so going into a travel experience and saying, you know what, I'm gonna try to be my most authentic self, because this is an opportunity for me to do that. And not that you're being fake when you're at home, but it's just a mentality or an exercise that you can do to say, you know what, let me just see what happens. And then whenever you have all that stuff that's shedded off of you, you have this, like, you feel a little light, you're traveling, you're seeing new stuff, and you have this like invigorated, you know, feeling of just like, man, this is so cool. And then with that feeling of exploration, of trying new things, new people, you can then interact with the world as your true self or your authentic self and see what happens. Get feedback, ask questions, and see if you can find something that you may be looking for, whether that's your purpose, whether that's what makes you happy, you know, what you should be doing, you know, in this point in your life, you know. And they don't have to always be this life-changing, altering, you know, questions that you ask yourself. It could just be something simple, you know, what do I want in life, or how do I enrich the relationships that I have right now? And then with that kind of intention of those questions or whatever we want to call it, then we interact with people, and then we can find something new, some inspiration, because whenever we're traveling, we interact with things that are just completely new to us. And that can inspire change. It can inspire new ideas, new concepts, looking at other belief systems. And perhaps I can bring that into my belief system and perhaps even challenging some beliefs that you have right now. So that's what travel has the power to do if you so choose.
Are you intentional with where you travel? Like, are there different energy shifts in different places? Because I know sometimes I'll go to some places and I feel just kind of in some places I go and I feel really good. Do you experience that? Like, are you intentional about where you go, what areas you go to?
So oftentimes it's the tying it back to intuition. It's like, what does this moment call for? Or what am I needing? What kind of experience should I go do now? And sometimes it's the beach. Sometimes it's the mountains. It could be anything. But it's just take this kind of getting a quick pulse on what am I feeling right now? All right, what do I need to get back into alignment to recalibrate myself? And whatever that travel experience is that will help you get that alignment or the resonance, then that's what you do. And so it could be Europe, it could be South America, it could be Asia, or it could be 2 hours away from home. It could be whatever it is that you decide. But you have to get a feel for what's going on in your life, and then all right, looking at your options, you know, whether it's your budget, time off, whatever it is, and then you develop that place that you want to go to, and then and then there's, once you get there, you can be very intentional. You can have an itinerary, or you could just go with the flow. And that's based on each individual and what they feel is best for that type of experience.
You said budget, plan, and that made me think of all of our practical listeners out there, probably my husband included, who's thinking about all the logistics of like, Lane, what are you talking about traveling? I got a job. Like, how are we going to afford this? Like, what would you say to somebody who doesn't travel because of all these different reasons?
Yeah, so I would start out again small. For me, life is just taking the next step. And if that next step is very, very small, then that's what it is. So you may want to start local. You may want to just take a 4-day vacation, 2-hour, 4-hour drive away from home. And that's what you do. Or you can, just boldly step into a broad travel 6 months from now, where you, if you don't have enough money, create a plan and say, okay, this is how much I generally need. And then create the savings plan, create the budget, create the itinerary, and then go on your trip 6 months from now or 4 months from now or whatever it is. So for me, it's about taking what is most advantageous to me in this moment and using that to make progress forward or to take the next step of where I need to go in life.
You said earlier this, I love the term, building your life by design. I think a lot of our listeners, they feel that calling, that nudge, that there's something more, but the dissonance between where they're at right now and that vision of where they could be, it just seems so almost kind of unlogical, like that could never happen. And when they hear stories of people like you who've been able to create a life by design and travel and have freedom and start a business and be able to do things online, it just seems so far out there. Was it a messy road, those few years of trying to, sustain a life and figure out how to make money and do all that? Like, logistically, how have you been able to design your life?
For me, it's a matter of focus. And being able to clearly define where you want to go, your destination, your end state, so to speak, and always holding that so crystal clear that other things, the obstacles or the negative talk that will tell you that you can't do that, whenever you hold that end state so clear, then a lot of magic happens, so to speak. You bring about this enthusiasm, and you'll start to notice opportunities more. You'll be more resourceful, and you'll bring more energy into this end state that you are holding clear in your mind. Mm. And it's only whenever we focus on the obstacles, we focus on the reasons why it can't work, because ultimately what we focus on, it becomes our reality. And for me, it's focus. Logistically speaking, it was, again, being able to take advantage of whatever I could at the time. Everybody has unique advantages, no matter who you are. Whatever stage in life that you're listening to right now, that you have some kind of unique advantage. And You just need to be able to see it and then seize it, because it doesn't matter if, you know, you may have, some kind of family member that has access to some people, some friends that know somebody that knows how to get something that you want, some information, or just anything. There's so many different unique advantages that everybody has that that oftentimes it's not being able to see it because we're so focused on why something's not going to work.
Hmm. Did you learn all this intuition stuff, all this good stuff in the military with the special forces, or did this come after?
It's been accumulated knowledge. Yeah. So I would say that, special forces gave me grit. It gave me the high performance mindset of always going to the top, training very hard, and getting to my end state as fast as possible, while it's rooted in, again, truth or the highest skill possible. And then with my travel experience, that really balanced my hardcore, like, I gotta do this stuff, with this allowing to things to happen and to appreciate the beauty around the world and the people. And so those two things while I was in the military happened. And then from there, it just continued to blossom into many different areas of life. And it just continues to grow.
Pretty sure I could talk to you for 4 hours. I'm confident of that. But to respect what I told you before, I know we're a little bit over time. I have one last question for you. But before that, I want to give listeners an opportunity to connect with you, your work. I mentioned before you work with Stephen, and y'all have some incredible programs out there. So let us know, where can we find you and what do you offer?
Yeah, so if you are looking to scale your business, or you're in business and looking for that kind of stuff, there's a free masterclass that we have. It's stephenclass.com. My business partner, Stephen Kuhn, he put together this incredible masterclass. It's got a lot of awesome nuggets of information. We've got some really good feedback for it. So if you're looking for that kind of stuff, if you're a business, stephenclass.com is a great place to check out some awesome free content. And me personally, I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Increase Freedom. And that's where you can find me. And I talk about this kind of stuff all the time. And it's just what I'm passionate about.
Love it. Love it. Very last question, I promise. let's say you were to go back in time and you're at that critical point in your life where you feel that there is a calling on your life and that there's more, in your own words. You hadn't left the military yet. You're about to leave and just embark on this crazy journey. And you were to sit with yourself back then and tell yourself one thing, what would that be?
Trust yourself, bro.
Can you please make that into a t-shirt?
No, it's that was, you know, I had skills, I had knowledge, I had experience, and I continually held myself back because I didn't trust myself fully, you know. And for me, I identified through this past couple of years, I was like, yeah, I trusted myself like 95%, because I was able to see truth, feel truth, and had a lot of experience, had a lot of knowledge and all this kind of stuff. But ultimately what was holding me back is I didn't trust myself fully, fully. And so when you trust yourself fully, a lot of awesome things begin to unfold. And that's whenever the magic of creating your own reality as you wish starts to happen.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have not subscribed yet, please head over to iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and hit that subscribe button. And also, if you have a second, leave us a review. Lastly, we have a private Facebook group. If you are looking for a tribe of like-minded leaders who are unconventional in their approach, but dedicated to making an impact, head over to Facebook and type in Unconventional Leaders, and we will be sure to add you. You guys have a great week.